What's occurring?
Three situations. I'd like you to play along on the way to work and text me how you do. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
We don't really keep a leaderboard of who's winning anymore, do we?
No, because you can't count.
No.
Can I have an extra point because I was here on time? Chap has just ran in late.
He always runs in late. That's kind of a point for that.
So many CVs to go through, so little time.
There are a lot of actors and actresses' CVs coming in now. Thanks.
Joking,
for
I was doing sport. Blimey.
Are you running your own kind of casting thing?
No, I'm not running any casting agency, couch, anything. I was trying to write the sport.
But you were looking at CVs as well.
No, I wasn't. Nobody sent any CVs to me.
Right, well, I've got loads.
Oh, don't send your CVs to Chappers. Just don't do it, because he wouldn't possibly want
to
receive any.
Why would people send their CVs to chappersanddave@bbc.co.uk? They wouldn't do that, would they?
No idea.
I've got loads.
Don't do it.
I've got loads, and I'm forwarding them all to my house so I can have a good look through later on.
I've told you before about taking work home. No need.
Now it's time for our first...
first time he's ever taken work home.
First situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh! What's occurring?
You're not going to go through the CVs whilst in your dressing gown, are you? Please tell me no.
No.
Please.
No.
Okay.
First one. You know Paul, the voiceover man?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a new joke.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga? Poker face. Get it? Poker face? Get it? Poker face? Poker face?
Yeah. Now...
I love people that laugh at their own jokes halfway through. You just hear them go...
Do you think the people on Stupid Street would get that joke?
The odd one might.
Okay. Right, we told that joke to 7 people yesterday on Stupid Street. How many of them would get the correct punchline?
Was the three-legged juggler back there?
No. We told them the setup to the joke... Would they get the punchline?
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
No.
So now you're requiring some intelligence for them to guess the answer.
That's right.
Go on, Becky, go first, otherwise you'd moan.
Out of 7-ish, 3.
1. No, none. Sorry, none.
None at all?
No. 1.
Oh, what? One or none?
One, none, one, none.
I'm doing it in binary. One.
You out.
I know.
I don't even know what that means. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's us on Stupid Street telling the Paul the voiceover guy Lady Gaga joke.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Poker. Poker face. Yeah.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Pull her bow off her head.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Oh, she annoys me more I can do. The attitude, or even just her presence anywhere. It's just heavy like the sky in London. Look at that. My grandma can teach her a bit of style.
What?
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Poke her in the face.
Yeah, not really.
Face.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Gaga? Radio Gaga?
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Hook it, hook her up with Mr. Majika.
What's that? Pick her up with Mr. Majika?
Right. I've no idea.
Who's Mr. Majika?
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Hook her up with Mr. Majika.
Hook her up with Mr. Majika.
It's not the best punchline, is it?
Not the best. Not really.
How do you annoy Lady Gaga?
Pull her bow off her head.
Laughing at your own joke. You're laughing at your own joke. You're laughing at your own joke. One person.
Yay.
Got the correct punchline of poker face. Well done, Chappers. Thanks to Jono from Unofficial Mills, the website, for this next one.
You're not allowing poker in the face, though.
No.
Good.
Thanks, Jono. Yesterday, I was saying that I just can't say goodbye. I leave places like pubs, restaurants. I don't say goodbye to people. I can't do it. I'd rather just vanish. Now, although I can't say goodbye, How many times, when we were talking about me not being able to say goodbye yesterday, did we all say goodbye on this show? Chappers.
Oh, he has too much time on his hands, doesn't he? Yeah. 15.
I'm very grateful.
Isn't he meant to be doing exams at the moment? I'm a bit worried about him.
You're allowed to take a break when you do exams to do things like this. So 15 says Chappers. Becky says...
Oh, 27.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's a problem. I just can't say goodbye, but we did a lot yesterday. I can't say goodbye. How rude of you not saying goodbye. I won't say goodbye, I'll just leave.
Thanks for saying goodbye then.
I always say goodbye. Oh, I always say goodbye.
And I will say goodbye to all of you today. I can't say goodbye. Bye everyone.
Wherever you go, I'll just follow you and then you'll have to say goodbye to me at some point.
I just want to go and not have to say goodbye. I didn't even say goodbye to that girl on the phone.
No, she didn't say goodbye to you.
You didn't even say goodbye to Matty. I can't say goodbye to anyone.
There isn't any confrontation when you say goodbye, though, is there?
Goodbye, my lover. Bye, everyone. I'm going now. Goodbye, my friend. I didn't even say goodbye to anyone. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. Goodbye. That's obviously easier than saying goodbye.
I got to watch the show.
Okay, bye. If the Chinese woman was in the pub, I would have just left. I wouldn't have said goodbye at all.
Or moved to China.
I love you too.
See, I didn't say goodbye to her though, did I?
No, you didn't.
Don't mean it to. I just don't like the confrontation of saying goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye. There were 28 goodbyes in yesterday's show, despite the fact that I can't say it. Becky gets the point. Well done.
Oh, what's occurring?
Did the geeks give you that answer?
No.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Goodbye is quite weird when you say it in...
It sounded a bit sad, succession. Didn't it?
I think you're fine, Becky. The answer will be 28.
Chappers.
Okay, here's the last one. You know, we were talking about my flatmate and this girl that he was quite keen on, but not that keen because she did have a really deep voice, which put him off just a bit. Let's say you were working somewhere, okay, like, for instance, a spa, and somebody with a really, really deep voice called up, but they swear to you that they're a lady, but they do have a really deep voice, and you're thinking... Obviously, it's a bloke. Mm-hmm. The voice is so deep, it has to be a bloke. What do you do? Do you say, you're not a lady, you're a bloke? Or do you just go along with them? What would you do?
You'd have to just go along with it.
Yeah.
It's rude to go, I don't think so, mate.
Yeah, really rude. But I probably wouldn't call them Mr. or Mrs. I'd just go,
So, even though they sound like a bloke, they've told you they're a lady. Yeah. You just say, okay, you don't go, no, you're not. Because that is rude.
You don't argue with someone, they know what they are, don't they?
Let's put it to the test. I put on the deepest voice I could and called up a spa.
Oh, God.
Wanting some ladies things. Yeah. I'm saying that I was lady, but how many times would the nice lady at the spa call me madam despite my really deep voice?
Can I just check what kind of spa we're talking?
Is it the one at the end of your room?
Yeah, are we talking a hell spa or the supermarket on the corner?
No, no, it's like a luxury spa.
Right.
They do, you know, facials, massages, etc.
Right.
How many times would she call me madam despite my deep voice?
4.
Becky?
82.
What?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me calling the spa.
Can I help you?
Hello, is this the spa?
Yes, sir, can I help you?
Hello, I'm thinking about coming to the spa.
Yes, sir, for today, what time would you like, sir?
Can I just point out, though, I am a lady.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
What?
I'm sorry, madam.
Did you think I was a man?
Yes, I'm sorry, madam.
Oh, that's okay. It happens a lot.
The latest, would you like to have a full body massage? What kind of treatment would you like, ma'am?
Well, what treatments do you have for us ladies?
We have a full body massage, body scrub, and we do have also facial treatments. Depends of you, madam, or we have also nail treatments.
Brilliant. If I wanted to have a sauna with some other ladies, would that be okay?
I'm sorry, it will be just a guest of the spa only.
So if I have a treatment, I can have a spa with other ladies? There won't be any men there.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay.
Would you like to book it, ma'am?
With the full body massage?
Yes.
Who does the massage? Is it a big, strong man or a lady?
If the guest is ladies, it will be ladies, and if the guest is male, it will be male.
Good, so I'll get a lady.
Yes, ma'am.
That's brilliant. Okay, I'll call you back later to arrange.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Once she got into the habit of calling me ma'am, it was all fine. Oh, what a nice lady. That's good service, isn't it?
It's one of your better characters, that. I like that.
I'm ready. I lost count, but it was...
Well, it wasn't as many as 82, was it?
It wasn't. It was a lot more than four, but less than 82. So Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 811 999. Thank you.